Today is Thursday, and that's the day we read from your email. Our inbox was full of responses to our stories on the 80th anniversary of the Scopes trial. In July of 1925, in Dayton, Tennessee, William Jennings Bryan and Clarence Darrow debated human evolution and its place in public schools. Doug McCoy of St. Joseph, Minnesota, writes to praise Noah Adams' reporting. Thank you for the wonderful piece on the Scopes trial. That is exactly why we listen to and are members of public radio. Onita Redmond of Dallas, Texas, writes in about the part of the story that we heard from Cecil County, Maryland. It looked at the current debate over evolution, and Redmond was one of several listeners who find no contradiction between evolution and Christianity. She writes, I am a Christian, and like the young lady quoted in your story, I carry the spirit of my Creator in my heart. But that spirit is also in my mind, and my mind has no trouble accepting the fact that God created this complex and varied world we live in through evolution. Evolution is a scientific theory, and as scientists, anthropologists, and archaeologists learn more and more about our origins through use of their God-given powers of the human mind, I'm convinced that we will come closer and closer to understanding where we really come from. A few listeners were upset by our choice of words. We said that one church in Cecil County had become the home of the insurgency, meaning the center of opposition to a new public school textbook. Well, Chris Hammonds of Chantilly, Virginia, was disappointed. He writes, while one might not agree with their opinion, such individuals should be commended for engaging in the political process by properly exercising their rights to free speech and assembly. Such behavior couldn't be more different than that of an insurgency, which in today's parlance brings to mind violent extremists in Iraq. A quick correction to an item from yesterday. I misidentified NOAA as the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. In fact, it is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Also from yesterday, our story from Brinkley, Arkansas, brought in a number of letters. Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister spoke with people there about the rediscovery of the ivory-billed woodpecker. They then shared the interviews with singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens, who wrote a song about it. Listener Eugene Trantham was appalled. What were you thinking, subjecting me to that song? Now, don't get me wrong. I think the bird coming back from oblivion is great. And I love the sometimes thought-provoking news reporting you guys do. So please, for all of us who like pancakes with our syrup, don't force it on us while we drive home from work. But some like it sweet, though, including Heather Crook Elliott of Milwaukee. She writes, the sincerity and hopefulness of the people of Brinkley, Arkansas moved me, and I hope to get the chance to visit their hometown and to support their conservation of the bayou that is home to such an extraordinary bird. And I don't even really give two hoots about birds. Finally, listener Emily Frith writes this. I was moved. Beautiful music and the story of a nearly extinct bird perfectly framed some distinctly American hopes among some distinctly American problems. You really captured some of the spirit of our country here. We'd like to hear from you. Write to us at atc@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name. This is NPR, National Public Radio.